5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's look at all the action from college football on Saturday. We'll start with all the ranked games that went down. Syracuse was ranked 16th when they took on the Fighting Irish up at the Dome in upstate New York. But the Irish flattened the Orange 41-24. You got to be kidding me. How embarrassing. You lose at Clemson when you led 21-10. Your first loss there. Then you go home and lose to Notre Dame, your first home loss. Now you're 6-2 and 5-1, and you don't matter anymore, is what that equates to. Number one, Georgia handled Florida. They didn't cover, but they whacked them anyway, 42-20 in Jacksonville in the cocktail party. Bennett threw for 316 and two touchdowns for the Bulldogs. Oh, oh, oh. How about Ohio State? The number two Buckeyes went into Happy Valley in University Park and handled Penn State 44-31. They didn't cover the 15 and a hook. Clifford had a big game for the Lions, 371 yards and three touchdowns. It didn't matter. How about Harrison for the Buckeyes? He had 10 receptions for 185 yards. Henderson rushed for 78 yards and two touchdowns for the Buckeyes as well. Number three, Tennessee beat up on Kentucky in Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, 44-6. Hendon Hooker, 245 yards and three touchdowns. And how about Hyatt for the Vols? Five catches, 138 yards, and two touchdowns. The Vols are 8-0 and 4-0 in the SEC. It was ugly in Ann Arbor after the game when Michigan State players literally dragged a Michigan player into a bevy of Spartan players and beat the crap out of him. 29-7 Wolverines won the football game, but they were only talking about the violence in the tunnel afterwards. It happens at every Michigan game. You heard the stories of Harbaugh blaming Franklin and Penn State for blocking the tunnel. Now Michigan State and the Wolverines get into it after the game. They're going to have to find a better way to leave the field at the Big House than what's been going on the last couple of weeks. This kid, Blake Corum, for Michigan means business. 33 carries, 177 yards, and a touchdown for the Wolverines. They're 8-0 and 5-0 in the Big Ten. What a wild finish in Morgantown for number 7 TCU. No time left on the clock. West Virginia jumps off sides. TCU just says, screw it, we got a free play. Let's just throw up a Hail Mary. They catch it in the end zone, and it counts. They win by 10. They were laying 7.5. They were up 3 when it happened. Everybody thought they had the money with West Virginia, including me. I got burned on it as well. The worst beat of the year. TCU wins it by 10. They're 8-0 and 5-0 in the Big 12. Their quarterback, Duggan, 341 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead the Frogs. Sonny Dykes' team just keeps on winning. Miller, their running back, 120 yards and a touchdown to boot. Oregon went into Cal ranked 8, and they plastered the Bears in Berkeley 42-24. They covered the number. It was 16.5 at kickoff. Bo Nix continues to impress. 412 yards, 3 touchdowns, going off against Cal on the road. He was 27-35. A brilliant performance. The Ducks are now 7-1 and 5-0 in Pac-12 play. Oklahoma State went into K-State in Manhattan. Kansas ranked 9th in the country. They left with a 48-0 spanking at the hands of the Wildcats. K-State roughs up the Cowboys, shuts them out, and puts 48 on them. How about Howard? Martinez's backup throws for 4 touchdowns. He came in the week before and threw 4. Came in this week and threw 4. 8 touchdowns in 2 games for Howard. K-State's now 6-2 and 4-1 in the Big 12. And one thing's for sure, they're ahead of Oklahoma State in the conference. Number 10, Wake, went to Louisville and got rolled by the Cardinals. 48-21, Louisville wins it. Hardman, I thought he had a lousy game, only 271 yards and just 1 touchdown. USC went to Tucson. They left with a win. They didn't cover 14.5. They won it 45-37. The Trojans are 7-1 and 5-1 in Pac-12 play. Arizona fell to 3-5 and 1-4 in conference play. Caleb Williams for the Trojans. 411 yards and 5 touchdowns. Dye, their running back, 113 yards and a touchdown to go with it for the Trojans. UCLA was playing under the lights at the Rose Bowl, ranked 12th going into their game with Stanford. They improved to 7-1 and 4-1 in the Pac-12 with an easy 38-13 win. DTR, the quarterback of the Bruins, now 1,971 yards on the season, 17 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. He threw for 199 yards on Saturday. Their great running back, Charbonnet, ran for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns as well for the Bruins. Number 15, Ole Miss, went to College Station and escaped with a 31-28 win over Jimbo's Aggies. In College Station, they get it done and improve to 8-1 and 4-1 in the SEC. How about their running back, Judkins, 205 yards on 34 carries and a touchdown. A&M now, a miserable 3-5 and 1-4 in the SEC. How about Brett Bielema's Fighting Illini of Illinois? They went into Lincoln, ranked 17th. 26-7, they handle the Huskers easily, and they did it with defense. And their quarterback, DeVito, was styling as well. 2 TDs, 179 yards, and didn't turn it over. The Illini, 7-1, 4-1 in the Big Ten. They mean business. Their great running back, Brown, 149 yards and a touchdown. Cincinnati was ranked 20th. They went to Orlando to take on American opponent UCF, their rivals, and they lost 25-21 to the Knights. Cincinnati fell to 6-2 and 3-1 in the American. The week before, they'd won in Dallas at Gerald Ford against SMU by 2. This time, they lose by 4 at UCF in the Big O. Pitt was in Chapel Hill to take on the 21st-ranked Heels. North Carolina blew them out 42-24. The Heels are 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC. Their quarterback, May, 388 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Panthers. And Missouri went to Columbia to beat South Carolina. The Gamecocks were ranked for the first time in 5 years at 25th, but they got whacked 23-10 by the Tigers. Their quarterback threw for 224 yards, and they got it done on the road against the Gamecocks. Some of the unranked games, Arkansas went to Auburn and kicked the Tigers' ass 41-27. Oklahoma won in Ames 27-13 over the Cyclones. UConn beat BC by 10. Florida State humbled Georgia Tech 41-16 in Tallahassee. The Noles 5-3 and 3-3 in the ACC. Houston beat South Florida. They didn't cover. 42-27 Cougars. They're 5-3 and 3-1 in the American. Toledo escaped Ypsilanti with a win over Eastern Michigan by 3, 27-24. Miami of Ohio easy over Akron, 27-9. What a game in Charlottesville. 4 overtimes. Miami 14-12 over Virginia. The Canes are 4-4 and 2-2 in the ACC. A horrible season overall, but a big win for the Canes nevertheless on the road. Rutgers went to Minnesota and got shut out by the Gophers, 31-0. Minnesota, they're 5-3 now, 2-3 in the Big Ten. Iowa beat Northwestern, 33-13 in Iowa City at Kinnick. The Hawkeyes are 4-4. Navy in overtime by 7 over Temple in Annapolis. SMU won at Tulsa, 45-34. Appalachian State blew out Bobby Moe, but they didn't cover 50. 42-30 the final. North Texas with the upset at Western Kentucky, 40-13. South Bama rolled Arkansas State 31-3. Boise 49-10 all over Colorado on the blue carpet. Coastal won at Marshall easily, 24-13. How about Coastal? 7-1 and 4-1 in the Sun Belt. Florida Atlantic upset UAB in Boca, 24-17. Arizona State won at Colorado and Boulder, 42-34. Baylor went to Lubbock. How about the job they did on the Raiders? 45-17 Bears. They're 5-3 now and 3-2 in the Big 12. Texas Tech ends up 4-4. Also, Middle Tennessee won at UTEP, 24-13. They're 500 now. Fresno State and San Diego State played a great game at Bulldog Stadium in the Mountain West. Fresno State wins it by 4. They were laying 10. 32-28 was the final. Both teams are now 4-4. San Jose State had lost a player who died the week before. Their game was canceled, so they basically had a bye. They came out of it and beat Nevada, but they didn't cover. 35-28 was the final score, and Wyoming struggled on the Big Island in Honolulu against Hawaii, but they did win the game 27-20. The Cowboys 6-3 now and 4-1 in the Mountain West. So there you have it. All of the college football from Saturday across the country, ranked and unranked. We'll do it again this week. You can count on that because it's Pharrell coast to coast.